Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baz Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach. Today, we are doing Se'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. A little bit of a longer limud here. This is page Resh Tezvav Amar Aleph. So let's see Se'if Beis. Hayu Shloshev. Let's say there were three people. So it qualifies as a Shayara of people, as a whole caravan of people, where we said that if they're out in the middle of nowhere and they build subpar mechitzos around the area that they want to make, that they want to live, so it could be even a very large area. So there are three people. Kifu Kol Tzarkam, and they were makif an area that that is very large that they're going to use, and then Umei Sechel B'Shabbos, one of them dies on Shabbos, so now there's only two left, and we said for two people you're not allowed to use such a large area, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in it. Mutar B'Kol Shabbos, they're allowed to carry it throughout the rest of Shabbos. Kivin Shenichnas Shabbos Batur, because as long as when Shabbos started, that was considered a place that you were allowed to carry in, so it stays that way. Similarly, Hayushnai. Let's say they started Shabbos with only two people, and the area was too large to be permitted for two people to be allowed to carry in there, and then someone else joined them in middle of Shabbos. Asurim, they're still asur to carry there. Kivin shenichna Shabbos beisur, because when Shabbos started, it was beisur. Asif katan tes b'kol Shabbos ratzalomer davka la'osur Shabbos of the Shabbos acheres asur. Whatever we're saying that it stays that way for Shabbos, it means for that Shabbos, but the next Shabbos it could change. Asurim ratzalom alos Shabbos again for that Shabbos. Hol betchilas kinesis Shabbos loyal l'shnayim avul Shabbos acheres muter. If it started Shabbos with only two people and it was too large an area, so that's asur. But the next Shabbos it might be muter if they start off Shabbos next Shabbos with three people, then it would be then it resets. Okay, now sif gimel, this is the tougher sif. Hayu shlosha. Let's say there were three people. V'kifu kol echad atzmo zeh b'tzad zeh, and each one made their own enclosure for their own living space, ve'ervu yachad, and they made an eruv between them that they should be allowed to carry from one to the other. So imachitzonim rechavim va'emtzoi kotzer. If the guys on the two extremes are in a wider area, and the guy in the middle is in a narrower area, which means that from the perspective of the guy in the middle, his entire right side is opened up into the guy on his right, and his entire left side is opened up into the guy on his left. But from the perspective of the guys on the right and the left, there's no entire anything opened up, because on the area on the side where they border the middle guy, their property is wider, so they have fencing a little bit on the sides of the middle guy's property. So if you have again these three guys and the chitzonim are ruchavim and the emtzai is katzer, the outer ones are wider and the middle one is narrower. Shnimtzai emtzai parutz b'milua lachitzonim. So the guy in the middle is opened up entirely on the sides where he borders these other guys, but the guys on the outside, their property is still somewhat fenced in on the side where they border the guy in the middle. The guys on the outer part are allowed to use the inner courtyard, even if it's very, very large. It's still fine because it's three people. We consider it as if it's three people together. We view all of them as if they live in that center space. And there are three people together. And once it's three people together, that was the halach we learned last night, that you could have even a very, very large area that is hukaf. So let's see some Mishnah Berurah now. Siv katan yud aleph. So ve'kivu kol echad perush kivu b'mechitza grua. Over here we're talking about not that they made a proper mechitza, they made a subpar mechitza, the type of which we spoke about last night, where it's only poles or it's only ropes around it that are loved straps or things like that. Shasi below Erev or Erev below Shasi. Vem tzoy kotzer kozeh. So what's the kozeh? So he makes a little picture of what it looks like, that the middle guy is narrower than the outer areas. In the Dirshu, they took the picture out of the Mishnah Berurah and they put it on the other side of the page, but it's there. And it's a nicer picture than the Mishnah Berurah originally drew. Godel Harbe, even if it's a very large area, meaning Yosir mi Beis Hasayim, it's bigger than Beis Hasayim, they're allowed to carry, because Sha'an Rome, Shari Ein Mechitza Laksos, Bein Ol Veinam, Kivin Shnifrat Slam B'miluo, because there is no real Mechitza that separates the guy in the middle from the guys on the outside, because it's totally open. The guy in the middle is totally open to the guys on the outside. And then the Vaiter in the Shulchan Aruch over here, Va'af Bechitzonim Noslem Kol Tzarkam, and they're even allowed to use the outer areas to the extent that they needed, to Kivin Shnasu Shayara Be'emtza, because once they become a caravan of people in the middle, havalei inach kechatzalem tsai. So then the outer areas are like a chatzer of the middle area, which is perfectly mutter. So period. Now says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh omrim. However, there are those that say shachitzonim einu mutarim ela atzasayim, that the people in the outer area are only allowed to use up until the beis asayim. V'mechad mehem yosir misasayim, and if one of them is larger than a beis asayim, gamhem tsai asur. Then even the one in the middle is asur, sharehu parts b'miluo. Meaning, if one of the outer properties is bigger than a sasayim, that property is asur to carry in, and therefore, mimela, the guy in the middle property, is not going to be allowed to carry, because he's wide open to the guy in that bigger than base sasayim property. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh omrim, sivkat and tezvav, v'halacha k'teya k'maisa. We really pass like the first opinion, umikol makom l'chadchila and k'day l'hakel, but why would we be makel? We should, l'chadchila, we should try to be machmir. Ela ad sasayim, this yesh omrim holds that only up until sasayim in the outer properties is okay. Sharei heim einom rishos echot ze'im zem, ibnei gifufeim amasikim, b'nei'an lem tza'i. Because it's not really one property with the middle guy, because from the perspective of the outer guys, there is a wall that separates, that's on that side that they border with the middle guy. Gamim tza'i asr, and according to this second opinion, even the guy in the middle is us, even the middle property is asr, avalachitzon asheni shekenegdo shari. However, the other extreme, on the other side, is going to be mutter, shareinu paretz b'miluo lem tzai, because that's not paretz b'miluo to the middle property. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'machitzonim prutzim b'miluam le'em tzai, v'em tzai magupav, let's say the middle property was the wider one, and the two properties on the sides were narrower, so the chitzonim are totally open to the middle property, and it's the middle property has walls on the sides that it borders the outer properties. The yachid b'kalechad, and there's an individual in each property. Einosim kalechad ella beis asayim. Then we only give up until the beis asayim for each person. V'mechad mechitzonim yosim beis asayim hu levado aser. And if one of the outer ones is bigger than a beis asayim, then only that guy is aser. V'mem tzay yosim beis asayim. But if the middle one is bigger than a beis asayim, gam mechitzonim aser. Then they're all aser. Shareim prutzim l'makom aser them, because they are parts l'makom aser. They're wide open into a space that is aser to them, because the middle one is bigger than Beis Asayim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Yudches, Prutzim Bimiluim Kazeh. Again, he draws a picture, Shem Tzai Rachim Neshtei Achitzonim, that the middle property is wider than the two outer ones. Ela Beis Asayim, Da Achitzonim Ein Michal Metzarif Im Tzai, because in this picture, the outer guys are not allowed to be Metzarif with the middle guy, Dinachshav Kilu Kulim Darimbo, to treat it as if they all live in the middle space, Shari Yesh Mugufuf and Amafsik and Veinu Parats Bimilu Alehem, because from the perspective of the middle guy, he's got walls that separate him from those properties. Even though he could be mitzarif with either one of them, because from their perspective, they're totally open up into his property. But that would still only land you with two people in each property. So we said only he is aser, that if one of the chitzonim is more than Beis Hasayim, only that one is aser. V'lo emtzai, but the one in the middle is not aser, shei megupa v'eino paretz lo, because emtzai is not paretz to this makom aser, because he's got walls. V'kol shkein achitzon asheni shu rachok mimenu. And certainly the guy on the other extreme, who's even further away, is certainly not considered paretz b'miluo to the guy on the opposite extreme. So the guy in field A may be more than Beis Hasayim, but in area C, it's not paretz b'miluo to area A, and even area B is not part of Bimiluo to area A. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, three lines from the bottom. Avalim echad b'kalechad me'achitzonim u'shnayim b'emtza'i. But let's say you have one guy in each of the outer properties and two guys in the middle property. O'shnayim b'kalechad me'achitzonim You have two guys in each of the outer properties and one guy in the middle property. Then nosim l'shnei chitzonim kol tzarkam. Then you give both outer extremes as much space as they need. The chashivi kol mashabim tzay kilu b'chitzonim, because whatever's in the middle property is viewed as if it's in the outer property. Says the mishabur the chashivi kol mashabiyar notam lo b'sifkat yodalid, like we explained in sifkatan yodalid, because there's no mechitza between them. It's nifrats b'miluo. So kiilu hu b'chitzonim. It's as if they're in the chitzonim, as if they're in the outer property. Rotzulomar im kol echad me'achitzonim. It's as if you're with each of the outer properties. Avlem tzayi einosim lo rak beis asayim. But the middle property can only be a maximum of beis asayim. The kol zeh rak l'dasi yeshom. But this is only according to the second opinion that we quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Avl dei harishona. But according to the first opinion that we quoted, kishem she'achitzonim nasim sham chotzer le'em tzayi. Just like the outer properties are considered the chotzer of the middle property, so to over here, the middle property becomes the chotzer of the outer property, and therefore you can have kol tzarko even in the middle property. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, but medva mamurim. When is all of this talking? That's kashen psuch mazelazeh yoser me eser. That's if the opening from one property to the other is less than 10 amos. Dimkein havale pirtza, because if it were more than 10 amos, then that would be a pirtza of a gamma mkufaf masurim. That would be considered that there's no wall on that side. So even if you do have the little beginnings of a wall on each end, but if you have more than 10 amos of space between your little wall pieces, that's considered as if it's totally open. And it's going to be aser. Sivkat nechav gimel havale pirtza of a gamma mkufafin. This is talking about the case where the middle property is wider and therefore has a little bit of wall, and one of the outer properties is bigger than sasayim. Where we said that the outer property is aser, but the middle property, which has this wall, is mutter. And that's what we're saying. Yeah, but that's only if the opening is less than 10 amos. That would take away the status of a mechitza on the inner property, and therefore the whole thing would be asur ayin bir alecha. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, the kol zeh kishakasli katana nechnasim legadola kishakasli katana muflagim shlosha tfachim mikasli orech hagadola. That this whole halacha is only when the walls of the narrower property protrude all the way into the wider property. Meaning if it actually just forms a right angle with the wider property, then it's considered that there are walls from both sides. Then even from the narrower property's perspective, it's viewed as if there's a wall on that side. This is what we call shavim mibifnim v'nirim mibachutz, where that would have a din of wall. But if the walls of the narrower property stick into the wider property, that's what we're talking about over here. And those walls of the narrower property, when they go into the wider property, are at least three tefachim away from the side walls of the wider property. So again, that's where the larger property will aser the smaller one. Otherwise, it's near me b'chutz v'shavim mibifnim. Now, that line that we said, da'az oseres hagadola ala katana, is something's off with that line, because we're trying to say that it's mutter, right? So to say that it then asers is strange. We're saying that this is when it's mutter, when the kaslei katana are nichnas legedola and are three tefachim apart. So it's not oseres. That's when it's mutter. So Mishmur is going to deal with that. Dim lokein havelei near me b'chus shad mi b'fnim. If it doesn't protrude inside, so then we view it as if there's fencing separating the fields, v'nidon mishum lechi, it would be like a lechi that serves as part of a wall from both sides' perspectives, v'kulan chashuvin mugup puffin, they're all considered to be fenced in. Ukilu einech mehem nifritz lechavero. None of them are considered to be opened up into the other. Veinos lembech mehem ela beis asayim. And therefore, each of them has a maximum of a beis asayim. They can't be more than a beis asayim. Let's see sivkat and chavdalid. V'kol zeh kishakasle. Kaya adukasav le'alav lemechad b'kol echad mechitzonim. This is going on the case where you have one guy in each of the outer properties and two guys in the middle property. Nichnasim legadolu k'moshetziyano b'tochatziyur. As I drew you a picture of muflagim ratzla mashiyish ben ktsei kasle katana ad kasle gadolu. It means that there's got to be at least three tefachim of space from the walls of the narrower property that protrude into the wider property and the side walls of the wider property. Da'az oseres hagadola ala katana. So teva say la teva siv gimel mukaf betoch shulchan aruch shel Olah Shabbos. In the Olah Shabbos of Shulchan Aruch, there's parentheses around these words. V'nachon hu, and it's correct to put parentheses around these words because they make no sense. Umikal makom bedochak yesh liyashiv gam b'li hekif. But if I had to make the words work, I could do it. And what I'll tell you is what it's trying to say is the following. Just like we're going to say in Siman Shenayin Dal Tziv Gimel, when a small chatzer is opened up into a large chatzer, that the gedola will only aser the katana in this circumstance, so too it's only going to be matir in our case in this circumstance where the walls protrude into the other property. Near me b'chutz v'shav me b'fnim. But if the walls do not protrude into the other property and it just creates a right angle, that's what we call near me b'chutz v'shav me b'fnim. Haynu d'kshomid b'toch ha'gedola. When you're standing in the wider property, near a shenishru k'tzas kosel b'sof ha'ktana, you see a little bit of a wall at the end of the smaller property. V'af d'kshomid b'toch ha'ktana ein ha'gufu from near him. Even though when you're standing in the narrower property, you just see it wide open into the larger property. You don't see those side walls. We view it as if there are walls even from the perspective of the narrower property. But if the walls of the narrower property that protrude into the wider property are less than three tefachim away from the side walls of the wider property, then we would say that it's all the same wall. It's lavud. It's as if it's closed off until the edges of the walls of the smaller property. Then the gefufim are very visible, and the walling would be very visible even for the smaller one. And we treat it like a lechi. Lechi ain't shaychlin in enu. We're not really talking about lechis over here. What we mean to say is the kamolin in lechi kaimlan daf to shavim b'fnim kivit shenir b'chutz nidal mishum lechi. That just like by a lechi, it doesn't have to be visible from the inside as long as it's visible from the outside. So over here we're not talking about a lechi, but kainlin yanenu. So to the walls that we're talking about. After omid b'tocha katana near a kiparitz b'miluo, even though when you're standing in the narrower property, it looks like your whole one side is wide open. Mikamakom la omid b'tocha gedola near a hagipufin, but from the perspective of the wider property, it looks like there's the beginnings of a wall. Chashvinu nosam gam lahakatana. So that walling is considered something even legabe the katana. So somewhat of a confusing si'if over here. There's no way for me to summarize this in 2 seconds, so we're going to leave it at that. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Simon Shin Samach Aleph, Si'if Aleph. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.